on demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud.
And this is Karen Matinen, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge.
The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
SGA, Executive Tracker Pro, is an online service providing contact information on thousands of executives at each of the top public and private companies. And hear this, people. It is 100%, yes, 100% telephone verified, constantly updated, highly accurate, and comprehensive. With SGA Executive Tracker Pro, you have at your fingertips the contact information of C-level executives and all of those essential director and management level personnel that you just can't seem to find anywhere else. Listen up, people. SGA Executive Tracker Pro can dramatically shorten the amount of time it takes you to find the best leads. Hey, pick up the phone right now and give them a call. Tell them Jim Stroud said, I could have a free 15-minute online demonstration of your product, and I want to see it right now. The number you need to make that happen is 518-843-4611. That's 518-843-4611. And, of course, you can also find them online at www.sgaexecutivetracker.com. Affinity Circles is the leading provider of exclusive social networks for established professional organizations seeking to promote career advancement opportunities among their members. Today, preferred employers such as Merrill Lynch, Oracle, and TiVo are using Affinity Circles to source qualified passive candidates from over 140 top-tier organizations like Stanford, Dartmouth, and Golden Key Honor Society. To learn more, visit AffinityCircles.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, Circles.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is your host with the most, Jim Stroud, bringing you yet another edition of the Recruiter's Lounge. And sitting beside me, as always, my trusty Indian companion, Karen Madden. How are you, Karen?
Hello, everybody.
You know what?
How are you doing?
I know we're about to start and everything, but I have some juicy gossip to tell you.
Okay.
Now there was this woman next door. I won't say her name. Mm-hmm. But I saw her talking to this other guy, I won't say his name, and the way they were talking to each other looked very suggestive. Now, I don't want to put any rumors out there, but I think the guy and the girl are doing something they shouldn't be doing since they're both married to other guys and girls.
Well, it ain't us. Okay, let's clarify. That would be like nepotism.
But you know what? And then, as I think about it, I think I'm going to call up a few other people who know these people and start talking about it because I think it's really interesting.
So where is this leading? This is sounding really interesting. So where is this leading?
It sounded kind of interesting, but then as I was thinking about doing it, four ladies popped in my head.
No, don't scare me.
You know who those four ladies are.
I want to sleep tonight. That is an ugly picture. I'm sorry. That's my personal feeling.
Okay, let's explain. We're talking about the Hook Set 4.
Oh, yes, those guys.
And I'm sort of, and just to lay any other potential rumors to rest, the whole thing was just made up what I just said about two people together.
As you would say,
The Hook Set 4.
You got to tell about the Hook Set.
Now, I'm going to tell you because you brought it to my attention, but this is the broad strokes, and we'll get into legalities around it. It seems like these four women who work in this really small, teeny tiny town called
City.
They were spreading rumors about their manager having a potential affair with someone and were saying that this potential woman, that this particular woman had slept her way to the top, and it led to a big brouhaha, and the end result was that these four women were all fired for the gossip, which, of course, snowballed into something much, much bigger than anyone would have thought because they received national attention for being fired for spreading gossip in the office workplace. And this, although this happened originally last year in May of 2007,
it is still
in litigation. It's still being talked about. It's just such a big deal that I'm just amazed, one, that it's gone this long.
And they got on the Good Morning America show.
I'm amazed that it got that it reached that height of notoriety to be featured on a nationally syndicated show like
with
that.
With a terrible appearance, of course, because they felt so guilty of what they did. I guess, but they didn't feel guilty because they did nothing wrong.
Did they do something wrong or not? Because people call it, there's gossip. And then there's malicious libel and slander. And someone can make the argument that they were slandering this woman in the workplace, and the manager took what he thought was a necessary step, was getting rid of all these four people. Now, it might have been a faux pas in his on his side, because according to his article that I read in the Washington Post, these four women had no demerits or bad reports of their behavior or about their work since they've been working for the city.
Here's the thing I got to say about workplace gossip, and I was having this disagreement with someone about this too today, because, of course, I think, having been always the one who gets gossiped about, of course, I don't know why, but I mean, maybe because I'm a pain in the butt, but anyway.
That's part of your charm.
That's right. But the thing is about it is that really bugs me is that, you know, you don't know who you can trust. It really creates a hostile environment. And you know what? It really creates it's like harassment. It's total – it's like a bullying.
You know what? If that's the case, could vicious office gossip be considered workplace violence?
Absolutely.
How can you substantiate that? How can you substantiate that? I mean, because it's the old sticks and stones can break my bones, but names never hurt me kind of a deal.
Yeah, the thing is, if that's reality, then why would kids go ahead and kill everybody else at school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not condoning that, too, but that's reality. A lot of the kids who have been outcast are the ones who end up being the ones who end up going to convert into violence. There's a lot of pain that comes from when rumors are being put together. Like, for example, let's take a situation that these guys are saying, they're saying that these guys maliciously spread gossip, allegedly, about a woman, and allegedly purporting that she was having an affair with her boss.
Right.
Suppose that were to get back to her husband.
Right, because this woman was married, actually, wasn't she?
Yeah, both of them were married. Both of the individuals of who the parties were being questioned were married in a small town. And so something like that could come back and really hurt a family.
Sure.
I mean, I look at gossip as really quite poisonous, because the gossip doesn't belong in the workplace. You know, it's one thing to sit down and discuss, hey, Jim got busted for making long-distance phone calls whilst he was at work. Or
I can explain those websites, sir.
Yeah, explain the websites. Or he got busted for, you know, trying to send out his resume to a company on using the computer, using the company fax, okay?
Right.
That's work-related. You know, and it can affect work, and it affects, like, what happened to Jim, why is he suspended, that kind of stuff. But when you start getting in about people being abused, I mean, I've seen people literally, this is a true story, I see people being investigated for child abuse and stuff like that.
For child abuse, just because of office gossip?
Because of office gossip.
Without anything else substantiating that?
Nothing was substantiated, but that's the thing is that the child custodians, they have to go and check in and see what's going on.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's really disgusting because somebody, I know the situation in this story, this woman thinks that this other person had told her husband that she was having an affair, but that was not true. And so she called Child Support Protection Services on her.
Wow.
Because it was gossip that said that the husband found out she was having an affair because she was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people I worked with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, my kids by that time were much older, so nobody was calling Child Protective on me, okay? My kids were 15 and 16 at this time, so. But it was so weird because I remember being in this situation, and I was looking at these people gossip because there was every time you'd walk into that office, and there was always one person, the secretary, who was always involved with the gossip. And you felt it, either she was talking about you or she was talking about everybody else, and there was this major division of teams, and it was all women, of course. And it was these guys. Yeah, exactly. And it's always women who get more nasty and cantankerous. And it was this group against this group, and everybody was sitting down there talking about everybody else. And it was so poisonous. It gave you backaches and stomach aches and neck aches. And, I mean, I got involved in it because I was also somebody who was gossiped against, but that was just like, people like, you know, bullying, the little typical.
Well, you know, you don't really, I'm glad you said women do that, because if I said that, I might have been accused of being sexist, but you don't really hear about men doing that. Not saying that men don't gossip, because I'm sure.
Men gossip more than women do.
I don't know about that.
Men gossip more
than women. I don't know about that.
I know men in my construction industry that can gossip more than any little old lady at a tea party on the phone. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
But the thing is, they are appropriate. They keep it off of company time and company dime. That's mostly what they do. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, even in our industry, men gossip more than women.
Oh. I would like to get feedback from our listeners on that. Women gossip more or do men gossip more? Send an email.
But you know what? Women are more likely to sabotage other women. And that's what's sad. And there's proven statistics on this, unfortunately. And I can go ahead and pull this up. But it was really, I mean, it's really, really sad. A woman, is, especially a boss, is less likely to help another woman come up to be to her par. We have more tendency to jealousy or, you know, hostility than towards another woman than towards another man.
Well, that be that as it may, I just to present both sides of the picture, there are some men who can be really catty, too, and go to the levels of calling people up
just to
spread vicious rumors to meet their own needs.
Yeah, that is true. And there are some in our own industry. That's true. Absolutely. You know, I got to tell you something. My belief in that, those guys were bullied when they were younger, and now they feel like they're superior because they're, like, making a little bit more money, and they've got to belong to this clique kind of thing.
Either that or they have an ego as big as Texas, and No one can be better than them.
Okay, look at us. We're gossiping now.
Yes. But it's a man and a woman, not a bunch of men or a bunch of women.
Now, let's take this for reality. Okay, let's say somebody was listening to this right now.
Right.
And say it was, and you know, like the song, "You're So Vain, You're Probably..." Right. So all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh, you're talking about me. You know you're talking about me. I know you're talking about me, okay? Because that's what ego. Do you ever notice that bullies also tend to be highly insecure?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now let's go back to this whole thing. We got. Let's say that this was a work environment. Now let's even use me as an example. I just recently got bullied myself, and you know this. Go back to July of this last year. And my own situation, and that was all based around gossip as well. I mean, the gossip on this has been tremendous and still continuing. And the gospel hasn't been true, and it has been harmful to my actual career. So this is where companies are now going out and instituting laws and rules and regulations, and actually states are instituting laws about workforce bullying, and where gossip can be considered bullying.
Wow. So I guess it's going to. How long before a workplace bullying or gossip, any other cases like Tooks at Fork come about? Because I think they're getting so much notoriety because they're the only ones really out there. I mean, how many other cases of workplace violence are there out there connected to office gossip?
I wouldn't know. I mean, a lot of these cases don't even make it to the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that these guys, you know, there are four of them, and it was a big situation. And I think if it was just one person in this situation, it wouldn't even have made the news. We wouldn't even have heard about it, and we weren't even having this conversation right now. But because of the four people, can you imagine, too, going into the office and every day knowing that four, excuse the expression, rags are talking about you like that all the time? And gossip about you, and then you know that they're talking about your purported sex life that you haven't even been having.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine the hostility that must feel like? That workplace environment must have been just tremendously caustic.
So the manager, for better or worse, was doing what he thought he should do to preserve a friendlier work environment?
I don't. I mean, okay, were they warned or advised about this prior with the
agreement?
I heard, yes, there was. I heard that there was one incident and about swearing about the manager in public, and that person said they had stopped doing it. There's, I heard there was this one particular used to call the manager an F in something or the other. Right?
Yeah,
so
a little F.
Yeah, and they said, and allegedly they stopped doing that. So there was a warning in regards to one person. But I don't know. I mean, if they have a policy about it, yeah. But, you know, something like this, it's like harassment. If you were to go ahead and start hitting on a woman in the workplace, they probably wouldn't warn you and then fire you.
If you mean like physically hitting or like trying
hitting
to get asked on a date?
Sexually hitting on somebody. Yeah. If you were calling this lady, hey, baby, girlfriend, what's going on? And you were really very, you know, suggestive about it or, you know, that kind of stuff, they may not warn you about it. I mean, I think it all depends on the company.
But see,
policy.
I think that's that comes one of those things where it's hard to prove. I mean, you have to, I mean, that, a lot of it can be very subjective. Someone could say, hey, you know, and then pat you on your shoulder, and, you know, and someone could take that as, oh, he's hitting on me because he touched my shoulder when he said hello. We could just been a touchy-feely kind of guy.
And a lot of times, too, you'll find that a woman was flirting initially, and then she just got nervous or got tired of it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, there's that one girl who she ended up getting raped. Gang raped.
Who is this?
This is that young girl that I sent you about. It was back a while we talked about this. I wrote an article about it, in fact. The 19-year-old girl who worked for a huge construction firm, she had been molested. I mean, she'd been sexually harassed, and she asked to be relocated out of the company office in San Diego. They sent her to the Middle East, and she was gang raped by several of the.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
It was bad, brutal. I mean, totally brutally. And then they tried to, they kept her in a prisoner in a trailer, took away her phone. And.
But is that workplace or is that cultural? Because you're in a totally different country.
No, I know, but it was Americans that did it to her.
Americans did this, not people in that country did
no,
it.
No, not people in that country. It was Americans. It was Americans who were working for the construction firm.
Wow.
I actually wrote about this a while back, and I was like saying, I remember the articles, I'm about discrimination is not a laughing matter.
Wow.
And, you know, discrimination can actually lead to gang rape. I mean, it started off just like, you know, a little suggestion here, a little pat in the back here, and then one day, you know, just the wrong time at the wrong place, and she was gang raped.
You know, to segue from that, because when you said that about discrimination, it brought to mind is this announcement I read recently, and I hesitate to tell you because I don't want to hear I told you so, because you talked about it on the show several times ad nauseum, but since I'm reading about it, this detailed report, I will link to it from the blog post. I'll go ahead and quote it because it's just one paragraph, this announcement. It says, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission reported a total of 82,792 private sector discrimination charges were filed in fiscal year 2007.
Now, what did they say? It was up?
Wait for you, rub it in.
Okay.
This is the highest volume of incoming charges since 2002 and the largest annual increase, 9%, since the early 1990s,
exactly.
According to the federal agency's enforcement and litigation stats. So discrimination in the workplace is at an all-time high.
Now, that's discrimination. That does not include other issues that come about, too, okay? Like, for example, harassment.
So you think this increase is only showing one portion of what's going on?
They mentioned that. In fact, I think I sent you another article that discussed, you know, there's, like, different aspects of the EEOC that they discuss, that they deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't cover just only discrimination, but when they talk about discrimination, now, is that sexual discrimination? Is that harassment? And so what are the issues that they're talking about? Is that racial, you know? So then you have to look at all the other areas that also went up as well, too. In fact, it went up across the par. It had in regards to, did you know men discrimination, men claiming sexual harassment?
Because of the increase of female managers.
Yeah, not just that, also increase of gay managers.
Oh, well, already then.
And then also,
I haven't thought about that. I know we had talked before about that, but I didn't think about it from that perspective.
And then now here's another thing, and also because of things like gossip and such like as that too, because that is harassment.
Hmm.
and then also not promoting that guy. Now, actually, not even because of that. Let's say you got turned down for promotion because they got to hit their quota. There are so many different areas. You've got the female management, you have the male management, you have discrimination, sexual harassment because women are gossiping and making your life miserable and they're talking about yourself. Maybe it's somebody just picking on you because of who you are, maybe because you are gay. Those kind of things.
You know, this puts me in the mind of Toby from The Office. You know, the HR guy, you know, the show The Office.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I love The Office.
The HR representative
Poor
who works
Toby.
There.
Poor Toby, yeah, he's got a job, doesn't he?
You know, he's actually one of the writers of the show.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But that guy's got a job on his hands.
Oh, wow. Putting up with Michael
Michael's
Scott.
Michael's got a job on his hands. He creates the problem.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Michael, he's a walking nightmare. I'm surprised he's still.
But you know, a lot of HR associations, HR professionals watch The Office just so they can talk about or see what not to do. You know, because all these outlandish things that Michael does in The Office, if that were to actually happen in your particular office, if you were an HR representative, how would you handle that situation? So it's really a learning show in addition to being entertaining as well.
I don't know, man. If any
HR
manager
anyway.
Is utilizing that as a learning tool, I feel sorry for them. I will say there's an association called the Society of Human Resources and Management. It's kind of acronym is SHRM. I really would suggest that maybe you take a couple of their classes and learn from that instead.
Well, I mean, if you watch the show, you can say, okay, everything that this guy does, don't allow in your office.
You know, I still say that would be a dangerous thing to use as a tool not to do it. I swear to God, I mean, I would suggest not doing that if I were you. Because, you know,
Well, you know, as I think about it, I heard about that on NPR. NPR
okay.
did a story about how some HR people were looking at it from that perspective, what
okay.
not to do.
Okay, well, NPR is a gossip station. But, okay, here's
NPR is not a gossip station.
It's a total gossip. It's like
National Public Radio is not a gossip. It's not
a
tabloid.
It's an opinion, okay? It's like us. We express. Okay, here's the thing. I know. Okay,
it's not tabloid
news. I
gotta
say that, all right? Give it to me, all right?
NPR is not tabloid news.
Okay, now here's the thing. You're right. It's actually pretty good. National Public Radio, in case anybody wondered what it is. Do you know they interviewed me? And they never played my. That's why I'm saying it all the. Yeah,
oh.
There it is.
That's right. They did interview you. I remember that.
But yeah, they interviewed me for a half hour and never used it.
I think some terrorist something happened and dumped you out. So sorry.
I tell you, okay. Yes, it was sour grapes. Okay, everybody, Jim. You know.
Well, you know, blame the terrorists. If they weren't doing stuff, they would have more time to air your segment.
Yeah, well, I could just tell you right now is that they interviewed me, had this really great interview. Everything was great. They asked me for one of my other contacts at the EEOC. I gave it to them. Next thing I know, I'm out on the limelight. No more was I important. Oh, gee.
Poor baby.
No, the thing is, let's go back to this thing, this whole gossipy thing, okay?
Right.
In regards to the discrimination lawsuits. You know, back in 2002, 2004, lawsuits, there were about 400 employment lawsuits a day.
A day?
A day.
That's a lot of complaints.
No, 400 employment lawsuits.
That's a lot of legal complaints.
Yeah, well, it's actually, no, you see, to get to a lawsuit, you have to have the complaint first, and then the complaint's then said, okay, you have a right to sue, and then you have a lawsuit.
Oh, so these are approved
Yeah. You can't
justifiable complaints, I guess.
Right. You can't sue unless you get a right to sue either from the Department of Labor, the EEOC, or the OFCCP.
Wow.
Okay? Now, each of these all handle different areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, employment lawsuits could be anything. It could be fair labor, you know, FSLA, like, you know, not paying me enough time, or misclassifying me. It doesn't have to be just discrimination.
Yep.
Okay. So can you imagine, though, that how much lawsuits there must be a day now? Over 400 back then, and how much more today?
Now, what year was this?
About 2002.
Wow.
This was on USA Report.
Well, you know what? This also correlates to something else you mentioned. There's an increase in discrimination suits now. There's a big increase in 2002. What do those 2 years have in common? Recessions. So as the recession gets worse.
Well, I've said that too.
I know. I'm just saying. I was again giving you cause to rub it in my face. You may have been right in these two occasions.
Oh, man.
In just these
right.
two occasions that we've been talking about.
Okay, well, let me see. I use stats, figures, which, by the way, are contested somehow or the other. I don't know how. But I go back to, like, 2001, 2002, to the 30s and the 60s.
And check the Department of Labor stats, right?
I saw your article the other day. Where
which one?
The one that says, because Yahoo said it was a recession. You now believe there was a recession?
It was not a Yahoo site. No, it was a news report that was on Yahoo News.
For shame. For shame.
I just cited it.
Yeah, I know, but then you said, oh, now there must be a recession because they did. And I was like, for shame. I responded, too.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say something like, see, this is what I had to put up with, but now I'm seeing it, okay? Because, like, for shame.
You know, on that note, mm-hmm. we're running out of time.
Oh, too bad.
If you have any questions or comments or want to help Karen rub it in my face how she was right on two occasions, feel free to.
No, it's always not only.
Drop an email.
Publicly, guys.
Drop an email at jimstroud, JIMSTROUD, at jimstroud.com or Karen at jimstroud.com, which actually, you know what? Next episode, we're going to start announcing and promoting the recruiterslounge.com email addresses because there you go. The site has been changed from jimstroud.com to the recruiterslounge.com.
And there's a secret to why, and we're going to be talking about it in a couple of weeks.
In the very near future.
Very near future, actually. Probably sooner than a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, if all hearts and minds are clear, any last fleeting words, Karen M.?
Yeah, I actually, you know what? I would
under 30 seconds.
I would love to start asking answering questions, and I wish you guys would just write in and ask, you know, and I would love to go ahead and give a response as much as possible.
Well, we'll let them do that, and we'll talk about it on the next episode. Okay, I'm going to go. Until next time, bye-bye.
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 Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's JIMSTROUD.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Talent Zoo. Innovative audio on demand.